Good evening, everyone. Thank you to having me in this lovely evening because the rain make it a bit cool. The passage what we just read about, it is after Jesus' resurrection. We all just celebrate the Good Friday and Easter last week. So this story just happened after Jesus resurrected. So let us learn from the first one. First one said, after this, Jesus revealed himself again. That means it is not the first time Jesus revealed himself to the disciples. So, after he resurrected, Jesus came, revealed himself to his disciples and at the end to the 500 brothers. Now, the question is, in what occasions you think that the Lord is so obvious in someone's life, in your life, in my life? If we think when somebody got a big problem in times of trouble and disaster, do you think they will realize the Lord is there? Many people will ask, where is the Lord? Because they can't really feel the Lord with them anymore. That is in the times of disaster. How about when all things is well, nothing out of the ordinary? Many people do not care. They think, I don't need the Lord. Everything runs well. Why should I bother about Lord? But many others just deny him, regardless of their situation. Why do many people not recognize the Lord while we know the Lord with us day by day? His work is so obvious in this world. Why do many people not recognize him? The Bible testifies that it is because of their sin and the hardness of their heart. I try to quote two passages from the Bible. The first one is Psalm 14, verse 1 to 3. The Bible said, it is the fool. Psalm 14, verse 1, I already put it on the screen. You can follow from the screen. The fool says, in his heart there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. That is for general of human being. Now, how about us who know, who knew the Lord? Let us learn from Romans 1, verse 21. That mentions, for although they knew God, like us, we know God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. But they became futile in their thinking and their foolish heart were darkened. That is Romans 1, verse 21. Again, mentioned that is also a foolish man, a foolish heart. If I may ask all of us here, is the Lord only when the last time we recognize the Lord's presence is real in our life? When was the last time we said out or just in our mind, our thought or our heart, we say it is the Lord because the Lord's presence is so real? If I may ask, is the Lord only present in certain times or certain occasion or certain situation only? Isn't he the omnipresent God who is always present with us regardless of time or space? The story what we read tonight from John 21, verse 1 to 7, tells about there is a seven of Jesus' disciples went out to fish. Many people interpret this as evidence that the disciples were abandoning the calling and the commission which they had received as what had been called by Jesus, come as my disciple. They have abandoned the calling as being prophesied in John 16, verse 32. I read it for all of us. Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come. When you will be scattered each to his own home and will leave me alone. From Jerusalem, they went back to their hometown in Galilee. We know Simon, Peter, James, John, they came. They are coming from Galilee. And they returned to their previous lives. They start fish again. Indeed, the disciples were shocked and scared. But after seeing Jesus, they knew that he had risen his life. They were filled with great joy. They went to Galilee not because they were abandoning Jesus, but they were obeying the Lord's command. We can learn from Matthew 28, verse 10. Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brother to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Then we learn from the first five. John 21, verse 5, inform us that they went fishing to get something to eat. The disciples need something to eat. The disciples were tired and disappointed and perhaps also hungry because they had worked all the night long, but they caught nothing. In such occasion, Jesus was there. Jesus was present there with them. Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. It might be due to the distance, if we learn from verse 8, that's about 100 yards. 100 yards is about 92 meters. It is quite a distance. Might be they not recognize well. Or might be it is still dark because an Ivy mentioned it is still very early in the morning, or ESV using day was breaking. Whatever the reason, it is clear that Jesus was present there when his disciples caught nothing, even though they did not recognize him. Jesus was also still there when the disciples were in need, and now they got plenty of fish. They caught a lot of fish. Jesus still there. The Lord was present with us whenever we were in need. We did not know him yet. We do not recognize him. And also when we are in abundance. Jesus' presence revealed that he had risen. He is the living God. Jesus fulfilled his promise to be with his people always. Back then, the right side, having a special meaning, that is a good or good luck side, might be today people still believe right is good, right is bring a good luck. But we sure, when Jesus said, put down the net at the right side of the ship or the boat, that is not for confirming such superstitions. Some said that it showed Jesus' divine power. How could all the big fish gathered together only on the right side of the boat, except with the divine interfere? Why should the disciple follow such advice from a stranger because they did not recognize that is the Lord. While others said that is just a normal thing because fish are attracted to the morning sunlight, when which came from the right side of the boat, then the fish look for the sunshine and also the warmness of the sun in the morning. Plenty of fish gathered at the right side of the boat, and it could clearly be seen from the shore where Jesus was standing. The disciples just followed the advice from a stranger because they had been so desperate and they need food. So they just followed any advice. We don't know for sure. But what we know for sure is that the Lord was present there and worked through ordinary and extraordinary things to reveal himself and his love. He used an ordinary work of the disciple for an extraordinary result. He changed the disciple failure of catching nothing by using ordinary way of casting a net. He not really worked through his divine power, let all the fish jump into the boat, right? If he want, he can do that. But he did not do that. He just used the ordinary way of casting a net, which not only caught fish, but plenty big fish, as we learn from verse 11. 153 fish. And what more, the net was not even torn. He used the ordinary way into something extraordinary. Our church always provide a challenge good news. I hope it is not new for all of you. This is a Easter edition of the challenge, the good news paper. That is the main what I want to share this evening. Among others of the life stories in here is the story of Majed El-Shafir. That is Majed El-Shafir. From the name, I think you can guess from where he came from. He was a student. He came from an influential Muslim family in Cairo. His uncle is a Supreme Court judge in Egypt. It is normal for him as a university student wants to know why were Christians being persecuted. That eagerness led him to get to know the Bible and receive Jesus as his Savior and Lord. Later, he became a leader and a writer of the Christian movement in Egypt. There is another life story in the Easter edition. It's about Dave Ruver. Might be it is not that clear, but later you can see how he got a deformity in his face. Dave Ruver is a veteran from U.S. Navy SEAL team. He was injured severely by a grenade in Vietnam War 1968. He went through an extraordinary pain and shock after he saw himself through the mirror. 40% of his body was burned seriously. Part of his face and body was torn apart. Dave was plunged into deep depression. With the support of his wife, whose love and care, even although it took a long time, Dave could see the Lord and his love. He is now willing to accept what has happened to him. He is unable to laugh at the evil one who failed to spare him from the Lord. Dave realized that Jesus and his love are greater than him and his sufferings. Currently, Dave, with his body condition, has become an inspiration and a great motivation for his hearers to know Christ and the gospel. Dave actively speaks in many occasions, especially for those who suffered injury and deformity as himself. The Lord is always be with his people by the Holy Spirit. We can learn from John 23 to 26. In John 23, that is mentioned, anyone who loved the Lord, so the Father and Jesus will come. But in John 14, verse 26, immediately Jesus said that the Father will send the Holy Spirit. That shows that the Lord always be with us by his Holy Spirit in times of trouble or need, in times of joy or abundance, through the ordinary or extraordinary occasion. The question is now, how we recognize him or his presence in our life? Most of the Bible interpreters believe, if we learn from verse 7, that is mentioned that the disciple whom Jesus loved, most of the interpreters believe that the disciple whom Jesus loved is John, the writer of this gospel book. He recognized it was Jesus, and he said out, "It is the Lord." That is what written in the verse 7. John might recognize it because what just happened looks similar to what had happened earlier, as recorded in Luke 5, verse 4 and 7. In that similar occasion, the disciples also worked all night and also caught nothing. Jesus asked them to cast down their nets. They followed his instruction and caught plenty of fish. From this verse 7, we are told that the reason John can recognize Jesus is because Jesus loved John. This confirms that only because of the love and grace of the Lord and by the Holy Spirit can we come to know the Lord, his presence and his works in our life. In his love, the Lord is with us and does his work, by which we may recognize him. This reminds us, all of us, that we need to keep in mind our experiences in walking with the Lord. The Bible contains the life of many men and women who walk with the Lord. The story is written here to help us to know and recognize the Lord in our life. Simon Peter actually is the main character in the previous occasion, but he could not recognize Jesus as John did. Only after heard John said, "It is the Lord," Peter recalled and recognized Jesus. We might be like Peter. We fail to recognize the Lord and his work in our life. But the words or witness of others should help us, remind us. This also calls us to share, to tell others, to give witness about the Lord and his presence in our life, what we experience. It might help others to come to know, to recognize the Lord, his presence, and his work in their lives. After Peter recognized that is the Lord, what happened? He put on his outer garment and threw himself into the sea. For sure, this is not the act of commit suicide, but to come to Jesus. For us now, it is a bit awkward to put on a garment if we want to swim. It is not logic for us now. We do not know precisely what was the outer garment. And we don't know as well how deep was the water there. We do not know whether Peter should swim to come to the Lord or just walk to the shore. But one thing all interpreters agree. Peter put on his outer garment to come before Jesus in properly dressed. This showed his respect to Jesus. If John's response was telling others it is the Lord, Peter's response was come to Jesus. Do you still remember about 10 lepers who being healed by the Lord? After they saw, because lepers can see when they were healed, the skin changed. So after they saw that they have been healed, from 10 lepers, only one of them came back to Jesus and gave him thanks. What Jesus said? Jesus said, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? How about us? What is our response if we know the Lord? When we know the Lord, recognize his presence and his work in our life, in times of need, in times of abundance, in times of everything runs as usual, through ordinary or extraordinary ways, what is our response? Do we come to the Lord and give him thanks? Do we give witness, tell others, share with others? Who is others? Our spouse, our children, grandchildren, our relatives, our neighbors, our workmates, our mates in the school, in the uni, or anyone around us, so they may know the Lord and recognize him and come to him. Last month, Jakarta was shocked by a tragic news. A young girl, 19 years old, was tortured and killed by her ex-boyfriend. She died because she could not breathe. Her mouth and throat were filled full with shredded newspaper. What is extraordinary? The parent of the girl openly stated they forgave the killer, who is a Muslim. All Christian or non-Christian were touched by this extraordinary act of forgiveness, which was covered by so many news media outlets. In their statement, the parents said that they forgave because Lord Jesus had forgiven them and their daughter. The Lord had suffered more than what they suffered. This also touched the heart of the minister who led the funeral service. The story not ended there. 1 week after the funeral, the wife of the minister did not come home. After 3 days searching, she was found dead at mortuary of a general hospital in Jakarta. She was hit by a commuter bus. Her purse and all her identity cards were missing. The bus driver has been kept in jail. Can you guess what the minister did? The witness of the girl's parent inspired and enabled him, strengthened him to forgive the driver. The following is his email to his daughter, who currently studies in Singapore. Dad has met with the bus driver today. The driver asked forgiveness and Dad forgave him. We hugged each other and came to tear together. Dad has signed a formal statement of forgiveness and not to pursue the driver in civil or nor criminal court. The police said the drivers will still be prosecuted, but he will get some special consideration for reduction because of the statement. Before Depp left, the driver, who is Muslim, gave thanks and promised that after free from his punishment, he will visit our church. He wants to know more about our faith. So that wants you to know that your mom was not died in vain. One soul might be saved. Have we recognized the sacrifice and forgiveness of our Lord Jesus Christ? Have we come to him, give thanks, and have we shared with others? The Lord is with us always. Have we recognized him and his presence in various occasions of our life? If we have recognized him, let us come to him and be his witness by telling others about him. Let us tell them, it is the Lord, so they may also recognize and know him. Come and give thanks to him. May I ask Pastor Mark to close in prayer?
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, indeed, you are the one who is with us always. Lord, your people know your presence, and yet, Lord, we do need help and encouragement from one another, also to remind us and to point out those times when it's obvious, Lord, that you're working in our lives. Lord, we also need each other so that we might build each other up, encourage each other so that when we go out, that we might use what we know of you and tell others that it is indeed your work that saves. So, Lord, wherever we are, whatever our circumstances, whether we need help or whether we need to give help to others, to point to you, Lord, always. Each one of us taking what we know and sharing it with each other and with others outside this congregation, people who don't know you yet. Lord, I thank you for Eric, for his reminder from this passage in John. Help us, Lord, to remember that this week as we go forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
There is a song which, in line with what our reading, telling us about our Savior had rise from the dead. He walks with us. He talks with us. How if we all stand up and we sing together this song as the close, the last song of this service?
Just the time I need.